You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Going to Broward County Jail to start things out here tonight.
I've never been there, and I don't want to go.
The Miami Herald, a Broward prisoner accused of committing a sex act while he was alone in his jail cell, was found guilty Tuesday of indecent exposure.
How do you commit a sex act alone in your jail cell? I mean, I suppose I'm thinking of one in particular.
Yes, that's probably the one.
And how can you charge him for that?
Well, yeah, how can you be charged with indecent exposure if you're alone?
In your jail cell. I mean, it's essentially your domicile, right?
Supposedly.
I mean, if you're going to be able to do that, shouldn't it be there that you're allowed to do it?
I think that they should be allowed to do these things.
Now, aren't there intra-jail rules? Shouldn't he be charged inside the jail? I know you probably don't know about this, and I'm not describing it very well. There are disciplinary actions that can be taken inside the jail. If a guy is in his cell alone and commits an infraction like this, they could write him up and put him in solitary or something like that.
Switching toilets to scrub, something like that.
Likely he is already in there, and that's why he's alone in his jail cell. Mm-hmm. But maybe, maybe not, I don't know. There's ways that they can handle discipline inside the jail. I don't know if they should be charging this guy with a criminal offense.
Well, he's been charged and found guilty already. Terry Lee Alexander, who's 20, unsuccessfully fought the charge, which had been brought by a female Broward County Broward Sheriff's Office detention deputy who saw him perform the sex act in his cell back in November. In reaching the guilty verdict, jurors found that an inmate's jail cell is, quote, a limited access public space, unquote, where exposing oneself is against the law. The judge sentenced Alexander to 60 days in jail on top of the 10-year sentence he's currently serving for armed robbery.
Is he going to be on the sex offender list now?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So, in other words, he got 60 days in jail running concurrent with his 10-year sentence. Big, fat, hairy deal. We wasted a bunch of taxpayer money.
It says on top of, so I think that means after the 10-year sentence.
It could mean consecutive, but it seems ludicrous. All of it seems silly to me.
The sole witness in the case, BSO Deputy Corius Veal, testified Alexander didn't try to hide what he was doing.
A woman named Corius?
Yes, apparently so.
U.S. is a strange thing to end a woman's name in.
It is. She apparently said he didn't try to hide what he was doing, as most prisoners do.
Now that might be the trick.
She saw him perform the act while she was working in a glass-enclosed master control room 100 feet from Alexander's cell. There was no videotape or other witnesses.
100 feet's a good distance.
Right. She watched him on video, as I understand it.
Hmm.
Alexander's attorney argued that the prison cell was a private space, and what Alexander was doing was perfectly normal. McHugh asked Veal, did other inmates start masturbating because of Mr. Alexander? Did you call in a SWAT team? I wish I had, answered Veal. Veal, who has charged 7 other inmates with the same offense, insisted that she was not against the act itself, just the fact that Alexander was so blatant about it.
Now we're getting into a whole different area now. To me, this sounds like lewd and lascivious acts. If you're going to stand out, I don't know what if there's a camera there and you decide to rub one out right in front of the camera, that's a real problem. Okay,
yeah, but the cameras are supposed to be there to catch you trying to kill yourself or hurt somebody else. You know, this isn't hurting anybody.
It's not hurting anyone. But suppose he decided to come up and do that to you and on the street, like right in front of you on the street.
Yeah, but
would you be offended?
Well, it'd be a little strange.
It'd be very, very strange.
Anyway, Veal said it was actually the third time that she'd caught Alexander, and she had had enough. In the end, it took a jury of 4 men and 2 women only 45 minutes to find Alexander guilty. He was then sentenced to 60 more days in jail. One of the jurors said it was pretty straightforward. The prosecution's case was clear, and the defense didn't dispute any of the major elements. Sherman said jurors determined that the prison cell, which is owned and operated by the government, is neither public nor private, but is a limited-access public place. He also said that none of the jurors had a problem with the sex act, per se. The case drew snickers in the courtroom, especially during jury selection, when prospective jurors were quizzed about their own habits.
Oh, boy.
This is a little strange.
That does seem odd.
Defense attorney Kathleen McHugh faced 17 prospective jurors and asked point blank who among them had ever done, or rather, excuse me, who among them had never done that particular sex act.
Hmm.
And no hands went up. That's good, because when I first read the article, I didn't catch the never portion of that, and I thought that no one admitted to self-pleasuring.
Well, it's a good way she phrased it, because if she'd have phrased it the other way around, I don't think anybody's hand would have gone up either. I'm not going to raise my hand when some public defender says, "So, have you ever done that particular act?" No, I'm not raising my hand.
That particular act, I mean, I've never done it in a jail cell. You might have.
I can't say that. Many, many times, unfortunately.
Sherman said jurors, no hands went up. While most prisons deal with such an offense internally, as you were mentioning, Broward Sheriff Ken Jenny and the corrections officials are hoping to curb the practice by prosecuting them. Janelle Hall, a spokesbureaucrat for Miami-Dade Corrections, said while no charges have been brought against the inmates, the department is working with the state attorney to discuss prosecution of such egregious cases in the jail. It's been a hot topic, so to speak, in our department in those cases that are egregious, where there's some sort of intent to deliberately expose themselves. Those cases will be reviewed further in the courts. I don't see what
the
big deal is.
The deliberateness of this.
I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, these guys throw urine and stuff, right? I mean, that's kind of nasty.
It's a problem. Like, they get disciplinary action for it.
But this isn't as bad as that. This is just some guy pleasuring himself. So what if he wants to stand naked in his jail cell? Who cares? I mean, the guy doesn't have any freedom left. I mean, hardly any freedom. Let's at least give him the freedom to be naked in his jail cell. That's what he wants to do.
Sorry, if we've got female officers walking around, you cannot stand in the doorway of your cell and pleasure yourself. I'm sorry. I mean, no. It's not acceptable. You know, there are prisons where they wouldn't have handled this by giving him 60 days. They would have taken their three biggest officers with a 50,000-volt shock shield. Mm-hmm. They would have put him on the wall until he peed himself. Okay? I mean, that's... Sorry. I don't know. I was not there. I did not see the tape. I don't know how blatant this was. But you cannot, just blindside the female officers. I'm sorry.
They should be expecting this sort of thing in their line of
work.
Look, they
are not here as sexual toys
nasty,
for the convicts. I'm sorry.
They're working around nasty, criminal, violent people. And they should expect these sorts of things.
Sorry.
Part of their job.
Yeah. But, as long as the rules are explicit, or at the very least, it's clearly laid out for the convicts what it is that they what they can do and where they can do it, then I don't see a problem. Now, it sounds like the way this was written, he was being somewhat blatant about it, and I don't find that acceptable.
Female detention deputies are human beings, too. Why should they have to view such vulgar and indecent behavior in their place of work, said one of their bureaucrats. Prosecutors filed charges in all seven of Veal's other cases, but later dropped the charges in one of those cases to allow the defendant to begin his sentence in the state prison system on another charge. Anyway, the story goes on. And so... how do you feel about this? Should there be rules and regulations in place to prevent inmates from self-pleasuring at all? Should inmates have to conceal their self-pleasure? Why is it as indecent to see the act as opposed to seeing some furtive motions underneath a blanket or something like that? I mean, you know what's going on there still, right?
Look, you're completely naked underneath those clothes you're wearing.
What if they make
But you're not naked as a result.
What if they make too much noise? What if they're under the blanket? What if they're under the blanket and there's a little too much groaning and grunting going on? You know, is that indecent too? Is it indecent behavior to hear too much grunting? Do you find that indecent?
I think that it seems to me that you should be this should be dealt with on a...
What if he's uttering the name of the woman while under the blanket?
Yes, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Is that harassment?
Uttering? What if he's screaming it out loud?
800-259-9231, if you want to share your thoughts on this one. You can take control of
it. I don't know why you brought this up.
I thought it was interesting. I mean...
it's that.
You know these things go on in jail cells, but I'd never heard of anybody being prosecuted for it before.
It's certainly strange.
And so I wanted to bring that out. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You've got a jail-related story. This one's about G-strings, believe it or not. And we'll take your calls about anything. Chris, Mark, Frank, your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Riddick's. July 26, 2007, gold $669.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $691.05, $340.95 for half, $170.48 for quarter. That's $691.05, $340.95, and $170.48. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. And some of those features include archives and entire years' worth of the show right there, front page of the website. Download them at your leisure for free. FreeTalkLive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sankel knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for Sankel CAI. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it is the Amp Line and Mike in California. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make some comments about the guy in jail.
The man who was charged. He was already in there for 10 years on an armed robbery charge, and he just got an extra 60 days because he was apparently self-pleasuring without being underneath a blanket.
Now, I also don't know if he was being blatant, like putting on a show for the camera, but assuming that he was just masturbating in his room, in his cell... One of the things that you guys mentioned is that some inmates throw urine. That is completely different because that's a health hazard, and masturbating on yourself is not.
Right, but the argument from the and we should use the term self-pleasure. I think it's more clinical.
Okay.
So
probably a little more
air-safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. However, they don't. They considered it an indecent act. And how would how do you make a point against that? I mean, that could...
Well, how about this then? He's in his cell, which is, what, an 8x10 room or something like that, with a cot and a toilet. He goes to the bathroom. That's indecent. Everyone goes to the bathroom in front of the camera or bars multiple times a day. That's got to be indecent, but it's not.
Usually there's some kind of petition to let them know that, in fact, you are sitting on the toilet, but you are not, completely seen. They can like see your head and shoulders.
There's a petition or a partition.
Partition. Partition.
Something that gets in the way of the camera.
My mistake.
So it's not just right out there. Is it that way in every jail though?
No, it's not.
So that's a great point then. I mean, if you're squeezing one out on the toilet, then that's that's obscene as far as the FCC definition.
That to me is far more indecent.
Yeah.
I have just a couple more points real quick.
Yes.
You also, or one of the two of you, I forgot, mentioned, Mark. Mark said, used as an example to Ian, what if you're walking on the street and someone walks up and pleasures himself right in front of you? And that, wouldn't you be offended? He asked you. And Mark, you know that none of us have a right not to be not offended.
That's a good point.
I still think I might have the right not to be accosted by a naked man pleasuring himself on the street. Call me crazy.
We're talking about public property again.
Public property. I will grant you the public property is a problem.
Right. Okay.
And if you'll grant me in this particular instance with the female officer, if you'll grant me that we have way too many people in jail, therefore we can't jail and prison, therefore we can't afford to be picky as to who our officers are, and we can't have same sex officers for the prisons that they're in.
Oh, that's a given. But then I don't think that. One gendered officer shouldn't be able to see the genitals of the other gender prisoner, or vice versa.
Yeah, it's a way to keep order in there. You have to have a certain protocol. If you don't, if officers aren't considered officers, then there's a real problem. When they've been brought down to the same status as the convicts, they're not as safe.
I think that what you're dealing with here, and Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think what you're dealing with here is, the fact that we're such a Puritan culture in America.
I don't know how many cultures in the world you can do what this guy did.
I think that
at least more so, dance around.
I think if a man comes up to you on the street, Mark, and is pleasuring himself in front of you, you should take that as a compliment.
Do I have the right to kick his teeth in?
That's totally inappropriate. He didn't initiate force on you.
Look, he could get that stuff on me.
Well, in that case, then you've got a case. But that's very unlikely. You'd have to stand still in order for that to happen.
Can I spit on him?
Tit for tat, I suppose. But nonetheless, I think that if people weren't so uppity about what,
I think you're nuts.
This thing that everybody does... then if they weren't so easily disturbed and offended, then it wouldn't be a big deal. And this guy was probably looking to get a rise out of the guards. He was probably looking to, you know, make somebody angry and offend
congratulations.
Somebody. And if people weren't so damn easily offended on this issue, then he wouldn't have been able to do that so effectively.
Congratulations, he got what he was looking for. I'm far more offended by your stance than I am by the act.
Is that right?
Yes.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Robert in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Robert.
Yeah, that just shows the difference between incarceration between men and women. In the men's prison, men are brought up on charges. In the women's prison, the guards are fighting over the binoculars and selling tickets.
That much is likely to be true.
Now, you'd think, do they have men that guard the women's prisons, or do they only have the female staff there?
Well, they have women guarding in men's prisons and jails, and I would assume that they have the same thing.
No, they have men. Absolutely have men guarding.
Well, as a matter of fact, I know they do, because there was just a case not too long ago of a guard getting caught having services with an inmate. And he was brought up on some extremely serious felonies.
I bet he was.
Yeah, well, you can't go ahead and have relations with the inmate.
No fraternizing
with the
inmates.
I don't know about felony charges. I have seen a couple of instances where this happened. Usually, since I didn't spend any time in women's prisons, usually the woman that was involved, the female staff member that was involved, was just let go. But
well, if there were
it's not
only,
like pictures or anything.
Seven instances where they brought charges,
yeah.
And evidently these seven men were either very homely men or the women who were offended were man-hating lesbians.
Could be the case.
Make your choice. Have a good one.
Robert, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, though I don't know. Just judging from some of the mug shots that I've seen of some of the women that go into to prison, the prison system, I don't know if anybody's really fighting over binoculars.
It's like anywhere. There's attractive women in there, and there's
sure, you
know, not so attractive women in there. There's big, mean, ugly looking ones.
At the same time, though, I don't think I'm pretty sure that the reality of prison, women's prison, doesn't at all reflect, you know, prison women softcore porno.
No, absolutely.
Sort of.
I would imagine that's absolutely true. there's nothing that's real in porn. But yeah, there's attractive women there. I remember an officer, a sergeant with whom I worked, said that he actually, you know, worked at a women's prison, and you know, he'd see some pretty girls in there, and he'd think to himself, "Oh, they couldn't have done what they accused me of."
Man, there was recently a case of a woman who was probably in her early 20s who was going around robbing banks. Did you hear about that one?
No.
Yeah, she's a nice-looking girl. Apparently got desperate for some cash or a
gun. Guns are the great equalizer.
For fun or something like that. I don't think she even had a gun. If you just handed over a note.
You really don't need a gun if you hand over a note because, who's going to take the chance?
It's probably safer if you just hand over a note. Isn't it worse if you actually have a gun?
They're going to charge you with armed robbery either way.
800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 1-800-317-9547.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Shrine of female listeners there. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photos and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. When they say in minutes, it really is just that easy. It's reasonably priced and easy. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save an additional 10%. LegalZoom.com.
To the phones, to the fun. Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Gentlemen. Good evening,
hey.
Gentlemen.
Hey there.
How are
it's
you,
sir?
It's a very sort of humorous, absurd topic, but it also has some relevance. I was thinking back to Jeremy Bentham's invention, the Panopticon Prison, the all-seeing eye, whereby the guards in the Central Tower could look in on any inmate, and they had the ultimate control over, I guess, surveillance and domination. And I was also thinking about how Michel Foucault brought that metaphor back to life with his critique of, power, the panopticon, the all-seeing eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it also sort of, you know, fits our current situation with surveillance in the post-9/11 era. But I wanted to raise this point. Not having seen the judge's brief regarding the case, if his claim is based upon the individual couldn't self-pleasure or masturbate in the cell because it was owned by the state or by the government or by the public, I think we could apply that to Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, even though criminal charges weren't filed regarding his exposure, because for Monica to perform her fellatio, Clinton would have to expose himself,
and for him to perform his cigar routine,
Monica would have to expose herself,
which would mean that
since 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is not a private residence, but is a public owned by the government, the taxpayers, I think that could be applied.
I suppose. Thank you for the call, Frank. Appreciate it. I don't know if I really want to go back in time enough to care about that sort of thing, but nonetheless, a fair point. 800-259-9231. Of course, we're talking about a story out of South Florida where a man has been charged. He's already in jail. He's now been charged and found guilty of essentially an indecent act. He was self-pleasuring in his jail cell, except he wasn't as covert about it as many other prisoners are. So the difference between a blanket and no blanket is the difference between more time in jail and not.
Well, you know, I think decorum is in general the difference between a lewd and lascivious act and one that is not.
Okay. I don't know if there's much decorum in the jail cell, but I see where you're coming from.
Well, you can use what you've got. See, the thing is, what you're not getting here. You've already come out and said that it's okay with you if people run amok on the streets with erect phalluses, stroking them. That's fine with you.
I think that most people would find that offensive.
You don't need to defend this. You said it.
I don't care.
Now, but what we're talking about in jail is something entirely different. A certain modicum of protocol needs to be kept up. Guards are in there with people that may never see the light of day again. They don't have to. They don't have anything to lose. So these guards have to keep a certain amount of us versus them going on. I'm not saying I think it's great. I'm not saying it results in the best stuff every single time. But to think for a moment that female officers should just be able to brush it off. No, you absolutely cannot.
800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls. You bring up anything. It is Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I was calling about a topic you guys had yesterday about the injections in the military.
Yeah, these mystery injections that this guy with the particular military member that we were discussing is now on, I guess, dialysis three times a week. He's 20 years old. He's no longer able to do anything. His life is awful because he got one of these mystery shots.
Yeah. When I was in the military, they gave us anthrax shots.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, it was supposedly I forget the number, one in like 20,000 or something like that would die because of it. But it's basically like the flu shot, and it's like dead anthrax, I guess.
And how did you do with it?
How did I deal with it?
Yeah, were you all right as far as your health is concerned?
I was perfectly fine. I don't know if it, like, I don't really know too much about anthrax, but I had no problems with it, and I don't know of anyone who did have any problems with it.
But, were you given the choice, or was it a mandate?
Well, it was no choice.
This is a vaccination. It's slightly different, I guess.
It was like a series of, I think, 10 shots.
Wow.
Yeah, and they had to give them to you before your deployment, and I was in the Navy, and it was kind of ridiculous because there's no way you're going to get anthrax on a ship while out to sea. I mean, that was just kind of ridiculous. So maybe
you were a guinea pig. Maybe that was an experimental version of it.
It was. It absolutely was. And that was.
How do you know?
Well, there was a big stink about it because everyone was talking about it, and there was some people actually didn't want to take it. Like, they said, they're not going to take it. They can kick me out, and that's exactly what they did. Was they processed them out, and one woman who worked in my shop, she didn't take it, and they processed her out with not too much of a stink about it.
Now, what's the discharge like on that?
I mean, what's the discharge called? General discharge?
I think so. There's like five different discharges you can have, from honorable at the top to like dishonorable at the bottom.
Right.
I think it was a general, if I'm not mistaken.
And you get nothing. You'll get none of your benefits or anything like that discharge. You are now out of work. Goodbye.
That's sweet. That's a good way to get out of the military, though. I mean, if you're looking for a way out, just refuse the shots and you're done.
Well, I'll say this. They they'll give you like they'll give you some hell on the way out. You know, it's obvious. But I'd say to anyone in the military who's listening who does not want to take any kind of shot like this, it's not that big of a deal to get out. They'll like I say, they'll give you hell, but you know, you can just everyone in the military is normal people anyway, so just
deal with it and move on.
Right. It's not going to be that bad, I mean, at all. They're not throwing you in prison or anything like that.
So are you all clear now, or are you still in the ready reserve, or what's your status?
No, I'm all clear. I was it was 4 years in the active and then 4 years inactive, and now I'm all clear, so.
Congratulations. Hopefully, so they can't bring you back. What would happen if they sent you a piece of mail saying they wanted you back? Would it be your option, or would they be able to somehow reactivate you even though you're off the ready reserves?
Well, I'm off, but then you know, there's of course the draft that they can, you know.
There is that. Good point.
As far as my past experience, I don't have any kind of obligation toward it so far because of the contract is up. But if they call me back, I don't know. It's hard to say because I don't know.
What, you'd consider it? You'd consider going?
Yeah,
back?
Yeah, I would. The military is you think it's all bad and everything like that, and that's okay, but it's actually just a bunch of, you know, idiots. You look at it that way, I mean...
Oh, no, we're pretty clear on that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's say you're an E1, and the lowest of the low, and
right.
You got some moron above you, like, trying to give you crap. All, you know, you can just... Dissent is... They can't do anything to you. I mean, if you take the approach of, you know, you're just... It's no big deal. I personally had a supervisor who rode me all the time for 6 months out to sea. And I never let in. And he was one of these rank guys, you know. Oh, I got the rank, so you will do what I do. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, he once yelled at me. And, you know, I will say that I don't know about the other branches of service. My friend served in the Army, and I guess they're really hard about it. But in the Navy, I'd laugh at the guy.
Just let all that stuff slide, is what you're saying. There's no real penalty.
Well, you're not going to get ahead in the military. You know, if you want to make it a career, you know, they're not going to do very well. But
gotcha.
Most people aren't like that, and the Navy really teach me how to just
get an easy paycheck.
No. It wasn't easy. There were parts that wasn't easy. Being out to sea is difficult.
Yeah.
That's the actual
wasn't
purpose.
As hard as the Army, though, I bet. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Though if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask you to go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com and now announcing amazonuk.freetalklive.com. We do have an international audience, and some of our United Kingdom-based listeners have been asking, hey, we go to amazon.freetalklive.com, we have to pay all this international shipping. Why don't you set up an AmazonUK.freetalklive.com. So we did. So if you're in the UK, just add a UK after that, and you'll be good to go. And that there's a link permanently on our site in the banner column underneath the Amazon banner for United Kingdom customers.
Gotcha.
Easy. So there's 41 categories of products. You know Amazon. They're the largest internet retailer. They've got pretty much anything you might want to buy. So buy it through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the purchase. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We've sort of been focusing on jail-related stories this hour, jail and sex-related stories. And, Mark, to that end, you have another one.
That I do. In Tennessee, this is a very short article, but it just seems so odd. The Tennessee Department of Corrections will ban visitors from wearing thong underwear and bust-enhancing water brassieres when a revised set of visitation rules takes effect on August 1st. So you've just got 4 more days to wear your thongs and breast-enhancing water brassieres.
Why?
Are they doing it?
Yeah.
Well, it says here, prisoners don't need any help getting turned on, Correctional Commissioner George Little told the newspaper. Anyone caught wearing the revealing undergarments won't be allowed in. Now, I'm not sure that a water brassiere necessarily is revealing. I've seen girls wear them when they're perfectly fine shirt. They're just enhanced,
yeah,
augment their breast size.
You know what I think? This is an excuse for them to, when you go to the jail, and if you're an attractive lady, this is an excuse for them to give you a little examination to make sure that you're up to spec. Because it doesn't make sense. A thong is better than nothing, isn't it? I mean, as far as underwear is concerned. Because remember, about a year and a half ago, we read a blog post from Loretta Knoll, who is the head of the U.S. Marijuana Party, also ran as a Libertarian candidate for governor in the state of Alabama last year. And she was prevented from entering prison to go see her brother, not someone she was trying to, you know, entice sexually, obviously. She was going in to see her brother, and she had no underwear on. they did not allow her into the prison because she didn't have underwear on. So, I mean, if you can't go in without underwear and you can't go in with a thong on, then you pretty much have to wear granny panties, right?
Well, there's all kinds of different types you can wear, but yeah, obviously that you can't wear a thong. And, you know, this is sort of one of those issues. Is women will wear, some women will wear the, I think they call it the whale tail when the thong comes up above their pants, the low-rider jeans.
Yeah, so you can see it and you know what's going on.
Right.
Down there.
Oh, boy, she's wearing a thong, big, fat, hairy deal.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess that's the idea, is it's too titillating. I don't know about revealing. Revealing doesn't seem very fair. But this water brassiere thing is the strangest part about this. How do you know? How is a correctional officer going to suspect for a moment that a woman is wearing a water brassiere?
Now, I don't know what a water brassiere is. Is it something with a little pocket of water on the bottom to give a little extra boost?
I haven't been able to inspect one closely. It may be that there's water all in. I don't know. There's water in it. It gives a larger look.
Well, it would seem to me, Mark, that the only way that they would know for sure is by feeling someone up.
That would be the only way they would know.
Right. Which is exactly what
pretty thoroughly. You couldn't just. I would.
Yeah,
think
you'd have to squeeze.
You'd
and
know
press.
What you're. You'd have to know what right. You're looking for too.
You may actually have to ask for the women to remove their shirts in order to inspect the bra to make sure it's not actually a water. Because you could suspect it's a water brassiere, but you need to confirm. So you'll have to, you know, remove the shirt. You'll have to touch. You'll have to squeeze. You'll have to feel. Maybe actually have them remove the bra for more detailed inspection. That's exactly what I thought when I heard this story. I immediately thought, pervert guards just want to get, you know, they just want to cop a feel. They want to have an excuse to take a gander at some of the females that come through and visit their boyfriends or their husbands in jail. Inevitably, this will be enforced selectively. Look for that to happen when this goes through. Look for them to leave the old women alone. While any women in their 20s or 30s or 40s or whatever that come in there and, you know, perk up the guards will be targeted for harassment. It's just an excuse, and they'll have it in their rules, and they'll be able to point to it and say, "Well, I'm sorry, man, this is just the rules. I'm just following orders. Look, I'm gonna need to see your breasts.
You have
now.
Some suspicious looking breasts.
Yes,
I'm gonna. They could be weapons of mass destruction. I'm going to have to inspect them. I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah.
I can kind of see the thong thing. You know, you can give a dress code is not something terrible as long as they make it clear from the onset what the rules are. I don't like rules being sprung on people. Stink. But
now, most of the time when you're meeting somebody in a jail, in a prison or in a jail, aren't there usually guards nearby?
Yeah.
So it's not as though...
Theoretically, they're in the room.
It's not as though a woman could go in there and start doing a little striptease for her boyfriend.
Not for very long.
Right. It's not as though she could somehow titillate him or tantalize him in this, you know, this visiting area. So I really don't understand. This is an excuse. It seems to me an excuse to look down people's pants and shirts and feel.
It would be incorrect to say that there isn't a fleeting opportunity to touch a breast or something like that. That would be incorrect. As a matter of fact, I mean, there's more than one guy.
It seems the guards have more of an opportunity than the inmates.
Yeah, I would say, considering every visitor has to go through some sort of inspection on the way in.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. So just another excuse to give the guards at the jail more power over the people coming through their doors. They already have all sorts of asinine rules and regulations mm-hmm. that you have to agree to and you have to abide by in order to come in and do those sorts of things. I remember the Loretta Nall story that we interviewed her about. She told us that they actually went back. They had to drive back to Walmart, which was like 45 minutes away from the jail, just to go and buy a pair of granny panties so they could put them on and go back to the jail. And by that,
I love the story. It includes Alabama, Walmart, and no panties. I mean, it's just hilarious to me.
You can hear it on our website on the guests page. Loretta Nall was the guest at that time. Here's a weird one for you, Mark. Scythe's emails in. He says, I was listening to an old archive. You were talking about drug laws. You had a short discussion about how in Sweden, prison terms for drug offenses were harsher than prison terms for rape and murder. It certainly wasn't the first time I've heard you mention rape on the show, but it was only then that I asked myself, should rape be a crime? Let me explain. Certainly, rape is a terrible and disgusting thing to do to someone else. However, what's the difference between rape and assault? From a purely physical point of view, one can argue that being beat up by a thug with a baseball bat is much worse than being forced to have sex. True, many rape victims have psychological problems as a result of being raped, but so do many victims of assault. And assuming there's a worse psychological and emotional effect with rape than with most assault, is it right to add 10 to 20 years to a prison sentence because the victim is emotionally wrecked? I realize this sounds cold and harsh, but I still think it's an interesting point. What do you think about this?
Largely rape is like assault from a legal standpoint, in that it's except that it's taken as assault with a weapon. Now, obviously, it has its own standalone charges, and, mm-hmm. and there are more severe ways that the Department of Corrections deals with inmates. You're likely to get parole sooner if you're if you've done armed assault as opposed to a rapist. They're not likely to get parole quite as quickly. But, you know, they're similar, but no, I don't think that society is ready for what he's talking about.
I don't think, no, I think there's some clear differences between assault and rape.
Tell me what you
and
think
I think that the number one difference would have to be the invasiveness. I mean, obviously you're invading someone's personal space when you're assaulting them, and you could possibly do damage, you could break their bones, and I suppose you could argue that that's invasive, but you're talking about an internal sort of a crime. You're talking about orifices being violated in a very disgusting and despicable way. And I think that there's a significant difference between, you know, whacking someone with a baseball bat and invading the insides of their body. Do you see where I'm coming from on that?
I do. From a strictly clinical point of view, it's not the inside of their body.
Okay, well, yeah,
I know what you're saying.
It is internal.
It is not.
It is not.
The vagina is the outside of your body. Past the cervix into the uterus. Uterus is considered the inside from a medical standpoint.
Well, that's very technical.
I agree with you, though.
Right. That seems to be the major difference. But also, I think it's just more traumatic. You know, an assault could simply be a situation where you get into an argument with somebody, or there's a fight at a party or at a bar or something like that. You can get assaulted in many different circumstances, but when it comes to rape, you're usually dealing with a premeditated, sick, traumatic event in somebody's life, and I think that's much more serious. Hour 2's on the way.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.